Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
In time on a tradition, it's time for me to say for the Halloween special, Goopa, Goopa. All right, well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Evans.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is our Halloween special. We think it's number seven, don't we?
We think so.
It's our seventh. Seven bloody Halloween special. And it's only part one of it as well. I'll explain more after we crack straight in with Klingons, Werewolf Boogie. You're listening to Project Marv underneath us. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
It's okay.
And I'd like to take this opportunity right at the start of this Halloween special to welcome new listeners who are listening online on the internet radio stations that carry our show. They are, Tony.
They are Padunk Radio at padunkradio.com, Mover Radio, we're on Channel 2, the hard drive, Hussy Skunk, and the Internet's Talk Superstation, also called Rich Radio.
And let me tell you guys right now that listening online, this is going to be the best Halloween show you're going to hear. Not necessarily our chat, but the music. It's brilliant. And I'm straight into information overload here, mate.
Okay.
Because I've got a lot of information on this week's show about bands that are doing Halloween stuff. And I'm straight on with, and this came through, I had a little chat with Zombina from Zombina and the Skeletons on Facebook the other night. And she told me of something that there was nothing else I could do. I had to do it. I'm just going to read out pretty much what she sent me, but I'll try and put it into the correct tense and all that, if you see what I mean.
Mm.
There are only days to go until Halloween, but Zombina and the Skeletons believe that is plenty of time to send their new single, Teenage Caveman Beat Gargantua, straight to the top of the charts. They've achieved many things in the last 13 years of service, but they've never been in the UK pop charts, and what better time to change that than at Halloween? But they need your help. First of all, you must download the copy of the single between the 28th of October and midnight on the 31st of October, GMT, or the world won't turn into a pumpkin. That's number one.
Okay.
Part two. Introduce a friend or family member to Zombina and the Skeletons. What better gift can you give on Halloween? Number three, repost the all-important Facebook event page several times and try to direct all your so-called friends to come there. Number five, call up your local radio station and request Teenage Caveman Beat Gargantua by Zombina and the Skeletons. They haven't got it because Zombina didn't send it to them because they've only just come up with this idea. But you can get very angry and scream at them for not having it, and years later when this is all classic rock history, they can feel stupid for not having heard them. Number six, if you can think of any other way in which you can help, email Zombina and the Boys podunkradio@gmail.com and put Halloween #1 as the subject. Teenage Caveman Beat Gargantua will be available to buy from October the 28th on Spotify, iTunes, Play.com, Xbox, etc. Only 250 physical copies of the single will be manufactured on 7-inch vinyl, so go ahead and download it. I suggest you do that right now. We're going to play the single for you straight away. Oh, I need to, just before we do that, what's the website for, what's the website for Klingons?
Klingons.com?
No, it's klingons.fanspace.com, and Klingons is spelled K-L-I-N-G-O-N-Z. And sorry, I forgot to mention the fact that that's off their best of. I got completely carried away with Zombina. That track, Wheel Boogie, is off the best of the Klingons, which is out. I even have it to hand for once, which is out now on Fury Records. Make sure you get hold of it if you can. Right, this is it. This is the new Zombina and the Skeleton single. I actually heard this first quite a long time ago. I think they've only decided to make it a single. It's absolutely brilliant, Tony. What is Zombina and the Skeleton? Website?
Zombina.com?
No, Zombina.de. Poorly Being Internet 2, Tony Neil. Teenage Caveman Beat Gargantua. Zombina and the Skeletones. You're listening to the Chop Tops underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Have you got any Podcast Alley comments for us?
I do. Thanks for your Podcast Alley comments this month. Say it's last week of October now, so maybe wait until the 1st of November, which is next Tuesday, and then vote for us. Get them votes in as soon as possible. The easiest way to do this, go to punkyradio.com. The top of the screen is an important please vote for us link. Hit that, enter your email address and the subject in the comment. If so wish, could we read them out? And thanks for, you know, we do appreciate them when they come through, so please do keep voting. Here's the top four for this week. Congrats on the house front, Tony. Hope it all works out this time. Still loving the show, boys. Some insane stuff.
Thank you very much, Insane Star. It's approaching Christmas, Insane Star. If you were thinking of maybe sending me a gift, I am still waiting for those used knickers.
Just spent an afternoon catching up on the last four shows and thoroughly enjoyed it. Great music as always, nice work, Butch Tony, everyone's favourite bandit, and Paulie B, everyone's favourite outlaw, from PW Powell. Thank you very much.
Thank you, PW Powell, and that takes dedication, doesn't it? Four shows it in a row. Phil, that must have been a long dog walk.
True. Punky, punky, punky. A hooray for the most rockiest podcast on the waves, and most of everyone who's got a passion for real music and all the blood, sweat, and drinking that comes with it. Row away, me heart is. XOX Stephanie. That's from the beautiful Stephanie. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Stephanie. I understand as your English improves, you won't mind me saying the odd thing. That should technically be an hooray rather than a hooray. But seeing as I am very likely to get most of my German wrong always, you are forgiven.
True. And finally, October vote. Halloween, you say? Boo! All the best, chaps. Fat boy. Thanks, fat boy.
Thank you very much, fat boy. And that was absolutely grammatically correct.
There you go.
So, yes, there's plenty of time to vote for us this month, and we'd like you to vote next month as well. As much as anything else, it's a way to leave a comment, isn't it? And then we read them out on the show. So even though there's not a lot of point, quite honestly, voting for a podcast. In fact, you don't have to vote. You just leave a comment.
You can just leave a comment, yeah.
Just leave a comment. You don't have to vote. Yeah. And I think you can probably leave a comment without going through all the nonsense as well, can't you?
Yeah. Well, without the confirming your vote, yeah. I think you can.
Yeah. I think so. Anyway. Yeah. Right then, should we get on with the next one?
Yep.
This is a Halloween special. That means that every track we're playing will be something to do with Halloween in some way or other. No exception right now. This is Crumbomb's Gallows. You're listening to Midnight Configuration on the Easter right now. Thanks to doing such a great job on the beds this week.
It's okay.
And Midnight Configuration are a perfect bed for our Halloween special. If you want to find out more about them, just type in Midnight Configuration into that there blooming Google and that, and you'll find out all about how should we describe them? Nottinghamshire's best loved gothic evolved techno dance rock music. The track you just heard was by a band called Crumbums. Thanks very much to Simon Knott for sending that through. Their new album is out right now on People Like You Records. What I want to know is, what is their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Crumbums?
It is indeed. Tony One, Poorly Being on the Internet 2, and Crumbums is spelled K-R-U-M-B-U-M-S. I'm not even going to bother asking you next question, Tony. I'm going to make a statement.
Uh-huh.
You did nothing last week.
Yeah.
Right. It's all right, though. I went to Balham.
Ah!
Yeah, right. And, oh, by the way, if you're wondering why there's a lack of Halloween information on this show, because we normally do Halloween facts and things, I'll explain why at the end of the show. It's really quite exciting. One of the best gigs in London, I would argue, is at Banana Cabaret at the Bedford in Balham. And stupidly, they booked me once a year. And I was on what has to be the oldest bill in London on Friday and Saturday night. I was on with Simon Evans, Tim Clark, Dave Johns, et moi. Combined comedy stage experience of over 90 years.
Wow.
Yes, 90 years. I was the one with the most hair. So, what a brilliant show. Absolutely brilliant on Friday. And I was on first. So I said, is it all right if I leave early? Because I've got my eye on the 10:15 train from King's Cross to let first stop lecture. He went, yeah, of course. So ran off. Anyway, missed it by 2 minutes. Right. Which meant I had to wait for the 10:36. All the information about this little story here is in my blog, poorlybee.blogspot.com. But anyway, I will tell you briefly. I got on the track. I found one of those sort of at the end of the carriage. There, but 5 seats one side, 5 seats another. I got a 5 seat to myself, and there's 3 girls on the 5 seat opposite me. I think, nice one. The train sets off. I'm by myself. I've got me Whopper meal with a coffee because I'm classy. I'm all happy. And then this massive dude just slumps down opposite me, puts his feet on the chair next to me, effectively surrounds me, and sort of falls asleep a bit. Oh, great. Then he sort of wakes up a bit at the first stop, Finsbury Park, when his mate gets on and sits in the chair behind us. He sees him, jumps up out of his seat, goes over to him, gives him some skin, ghetto style, sits down and promptly falls asleep again. I think, great, I'm back to my 5 seats, lovely. Anyway, my 5 seats very quickly became 10 seats, because before Potter's Bar, said massive bloke, when we went through a tunnel, you know how the pressure changes a little bit when you go through a tunnel at speed?
Yeah.
Yeah. It changed the wrong way for him. It woke him up. He sat bolt upright and projectile vomited all over the couch floor, right? Which just led to everyone going, oh my God, like that. And everyone just buggered off out of the cabin, out of the carriage, except for me, because I just stuck my nose in my coffee, thought, fuck this, I'm going to put my feet up now. So I didn't actually have to put my feet up, what with all the sick washing underneath it.
Nice.
So yeah, it wasn't particularly nice. Anyway, I thought that was the worst thing that could happen. Pretty much so. Unsurprisingly, the geezer got off in Stevenage. And then there were these... When I got off in lecture, there were 4 posh kids in suits. They were only about sort of 19, 20, all in suits. All absolutely leathered, all really toffed, like that. And the one at the front was so drunk. When we stopped in lecture, he couldn't actually push the door knob thing to open the door. He just kept hitting it and missing. Right, and I thought, shit, if I don't get off this train in a minute, I'm going to go to Bulldog. So I sort of leant round and pushed the thing instead, thinking I was doing him a favour. He then jumps round and goes, what do you think you're doing pushing me? How dare you? Rah, 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 rah. If you'd like to know what I said to him and what happened after that, you will have to read the blog. But it was very funny and I surprised myself. On Saturday, I caught the 10:15. Yeah, brilliant.
Nice.
Yeah, it was lovely. Yeah, did the same gig, did the same bill, another great night, caught the 10:15 train, got back at 10:45, thought, oh, I'll go down the pub, have a few pints. I thought, oh, do you know what, I might ring my mate Steve in Luton, and I said, anything going on over there? And Steve said, there's 30 people I can't get rid of, get over it. Paul left the bar at 5 a.m. Now then, we're going to get on with the next. I am assuming you actually did nothing last week.
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah. Right, I was in again.
Oh, again?
Yeah.
You're the weak one of the herd.
I know.
Right, it wasn't anything sort of blood-related, was it, on this Halloween special?
No.
No. Next up, as you know, now in the show, we've changed things a bit, and we do 2 songs in a row, and I'm doing something unusual this week, Halloween, Tony, that the first track you're about to hear is an instrumental. I'm going to play an instrumental because it goes so well with the song after it. I thought it was perfect. It's off the Masonics new album, which is available via Dirty Water Records. The song after it you're hearing is one of my very, very favourite bands, Demented Arcade. You'll see why this all makes sense in a minute, because not only is this one almost like the instrumental start to it's part one of the second one, they've also got the same word in the titles. It's Halloween crazy. Listen out for One Sharp Knife, but right now enjoy this instrumental, a little bit of a change. Put the knife down.
Burn more.
That was Demented Argo and One Sharp Knife, Tony, which did actually appear on a mini album that they brought out, the name of which escaped me, but it is available on their best of. That's not the original version that we played there. The original version came out with a track called Rubber Rock, and one of the first things they ever recorded. That one was re-recorded with Demented Argo and some other mates, sent a couple of boats out of Schizo and one or two other people. I think it's called The Day the Earth Spat Blood is the EP that it's on. Anyway, before that you heard the Masonics and Put the Knife Down. What I want to know, Tony, is what is the Masonics MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TheMasonics.
It is indeed. It's Tony 2, Paul of the Internet 2. And what is Demented Argo's website?
DementedArgo.com.
No, DementedArgo.co.uk. Right. Yes, Paul of the Internet 3, Tony 2. You missed the guana bats underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
It's okay.
You got any gigs for us?
I do.
Does that mean it's time for
Tony's International Gig Guide
12.
Yep, the week.
We are pathetic, aren't we?
Yeah. Another week, a few gigs at 12 bar, doing the weekends as usual. So it's still on Denmark Street in the London. And here we go, this Friday, 28th of October. The Great Malarkey, The Gravel Tones, Mothers of Memphis, and Brides of Kong. It's a One Eater and Moonshine Promotions.
I just like the sound of that completely.
Yeah. Well, how much do you think it would be?
£6.
It is?
Yes.
Saturday night. Go-Go Cult, The Eyelids, B-Movie Vampires, Rachel House, and The Love Me Tenders. It's a London calling night.
Seal of approval.
Yeah. How much do you think it is?
£6.
It is.
Oh, I tell you what are the Vampires band called?
B-Movie Vampires.
The B-Movie Vampires. Do you think they only get work this time?
Probably.
Why don't we ever get anything at Easter?
And finally, Sunday, 30th of October, Vince Ray and the Bone Shakers and the Road yes. Holders.
Oh, it's going to be marvellous.
How much do you think it is?
Fantastic. £6.
It is.
Yeah, oh, come on.
Six, six, six.
Of course it is. How could we think of anything else? Oh, that reminds me. Doesn't matter. Yeah, Vince Ray and the Bone Shakers. Seen them a couple of times before. Absolutely brilliant band. And Vince Ray does a lot of the artwork for psychobilly, rockabilly, rock and roll bands as well. He has a very distinctive style. So that includes Tony's International Gig Guide. One. That's brilliant. Now, there is another gig that I'm going to talk about. I'm going to do it after the next song. So I do want to mention the next song. I want to give it some proper mention here. Because you might remember, I played a band called Tom Mance and the Icebreakers back in, I think, January or February. And there was a track on it. I said, I've listened to this track. I'm going to save it for the Halloween special.
Yeah.
And I have. I have not let you down here, my friend. This is the track from the album Perils Aplenty. It's actually the title track. It's called Perils Aplenty.
Okay.
What I want to know is, what is Tom Mance in the Icebreakers website?
TomMancy.com.
Oh, you're clever. Tony 3, probably being Internet 3. I love this song. This is Perils Aplenty.
Up on the surface where we belong, pounded by the waves, but we survive.
story.
You're listening to the Rich Morton Sound on Leaders right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Are you doing anything this week?
No. More house stuff. We're doing lots of house stuff today and hopefully over the next week. Got the surveys just been done and we're now arguing with solicitors. It's all fun and games. But no, that's what we're concentrating on.
Right.
Yeah.
Fortunately, I have something to tell the listeners. Friday night sees me back in one of my favourite places to gig in the country, Tony, Barnstaple. It's a long way off, but it is the home of the Jemmy Twitcher, which is as important a snack to Barnstaple as the Palmo is to Middlesbrough. And that's saying something. It's its own take on the famous kebab, and it's a beauty. Anyway, I'm on there Friday night at somewhere, I can't remember.
Okay.
But I think there's only one comedy show in Barnstaple. There's only one comedy show in Barnstaple on Friday night, and I'm at it. So you might, if you're around, come down a minute. And it's in, I have got the information somewhere around today. Just type in Barnstaple comedy, you'll find it. Saturday night, I'm doing a school fundraiser, Tony.
Oh.
Yes, in a little place called Potton, which, in my opinion, is the wrong side of Biggleswade. They ask me to do this gig once every 2 years, and I go, all right, because it's brilliant, and I get two really, really good acts on. They pay us and that. They make a load of money on the door as well. Everyone leaves happy. There's a crazy raffle. It's at Burgoyne School. If you are in the Potton area, you will have the chance to see myself, Simon Clayton, and Ian Cognito in a school on Saturday night. But what I want to talk to you about, Tony,
okay,
is Halloween itself, next Monday, October 31st, because you know how I was saying that Zombino and the Skeletones are going to try and get in the pop charts? They have got a Halloween homecoming show at the Bloomsbury Bowling Lanes, the Psycho Bowl, in London on October 31st. They've been touring in Europe. Tickets are only £5 in advance. It's £8, depending on who you believe. It's either 8 p.m. to 2 a.m. or 8 p.m. to 3 a.m. 3 a.m. It doesn't matter which one you go for. I'm going to miss my last train. This is the little bump. Forgot about this. Forget the limp-wristed festive lithium on TV. Forget cutting a cardboard coffin for your cousin's costume party. If it's rockabilly rhythms and rotting flesh you're after, there's only one Halloween celebration that matters. From the sleaze-infested gutter brains that brought you Psycho Bowl comes a puke-stained, puntastic Halloween gore-fest, Franken Bowl. Now, we already know all about Zombino and the Skeletons, so I will drop down to the next bit. Feeling brazen, feeling brave, feeling booted up, then you better find yourself a jaw and get that tongue out of that punk rocker's throat, because it's Misfits karaoke. So limber up, sign up and shut up, because for one night only you can play Danzig in front of a live band. That's correct. This ain't your hen night karaoke. This is thunderously loud, furiously fast role play in honour of the hedonistic heroes of yesteryear, the Misfits. Now, there's also Dead Circus Cabaret. Expect the ghoulish and grotesque from these top shelf babes of burlesque. Mm-hmm. And there's a costume contest as well. With drinks and bowling and psychoball gig tickets in the costume contest to win. If you go dress your favourite B-movie character, dead rockabilly star, or sick and twisted nightmare vision, which means I obviously will be going as myself and will win. So I will be interviewing Zombina at the gig as well. I'd say it's £7 on the door, £5 in advance. Again, if you just, all you have to do is type in Bloomsbury Lanes into the internet and you'll find out all about it. And I will be there on Monday. It's WC1 or WC2, I think. It's central London. So yes, that's that for now. We're going to get on with the next one, because this, again, once again, thank you to Simon Knott, who represents People Like You Records as far as Punky Radio is concerned, for letting us get the content from The Brain's new album. Now, we've already played a couple of tracks off The Brain's new album. No, we haven't played this one yet. What I want to know is, Tony, what is... Oh, no, I'll tell you what. I'll ask you about that after that. This is The Brain's High on Speed.
In the middle of the night,
That was The Brains and High on Speed, Tony.
Cool.
That is probably my favourite track on that album, as it goes. You're listening to Project Marv underneath right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
What is The Brains MySpace page?
MySpace.com/BrainsMusic?
No, MySpace.com/TheBrains. Paulie beat Internet 4, Tony 3. This is pressure. I hardly dare ask you the next question. Have you got a twat?
I do.
Yes! Halloween, I knew you wouldn't let me down.
Yeah. Yep, one came through at the last moment. I still need more twats, so please do email me your twat nominations to tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and the reason. It's that.
Oh, just before you go any further, I did hear from the word whore, Brenda, from Air Out My Shorts, who said thank you very much, thanked me for calling her a pipe cleaner in hot pants. After the previous twat. I said it was my pleasure.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, do email for your twats. Otherwise, there won't be one next week.
Yeah.
And here we go for this week. And it's from Murphy the Yeti.
He was lovely.
Yeah. Might use a twat is short and simple, but a twat's a twat, and we all know how much you crave a twat, Tony. Yes, he's right. I do. Anyway, the other night, we had a little gathering in our whore's kitchen, and some stupid bint broke my glass.
In a whore's kitchen?
Whore's.
Oh, whore's. Sorry. A little gathering in a whore's kitchen. Oh, right, okay.
And some stupid bint broke my glass. A broken glass surely doesn't warrant in good old-fashioned twatting. No, it doesn't. But seeing as this was my favourite glass that I've used almost exclusively for the last 3 years, which holds some sentimental value, that doe-eyed tuppy deserves the title of his a twat. Murphy the Yeti from Staffordshire University. Well, fair enough, I guess.
It is fair enough. Yeah. Yes, absolutely. Go for it.
So, the stupid bint that broke Murphy's glass from Staffordshire University, Stoke-on-Trent. Trent, rather.
Stoke-on-Trent?
Yeah.
It's a trat. I think you should have another go, huh?
So, the stupid bint that broke Murphy's glass from Staffordshire University, Stoke-on-Trent,
is a twat. Fair enough. Now then, you're probably thinking to yourself, I listen to Punky every week and there's something not right about this Halloween show. What hasn't happened yet? I'll tell you what hasn't happened yet. It's time for Poetry Corner. You didn't think, did you think I would leave you dying? Thank you very much once again to Joni H. Cheers for sending through the weekly poem. If you have a poem for Poetry Corner, do email poorlybe@punkyradio.com. Title your email, Poetry Corner. This from Joni H.G.'s. It's a classic limerick, Hey P&T. It's been a whole week since I laughed at you fool punky boys being daft. Now on you both go with another great show, taking time off from shining the shaft. And that's from Joni H.G.'s, the Lizard Lesmeralda, which means she's all the way down in Cornwall this week, lezzing up like a good one. That's brilliant. I'm going to save the joke we had at Comedy Clubbers for next week. And also, after the next track, make sure you pay particular attention to the end of the show. I have some very, very exciting... I have two lots of exciting information, in fact. In the meantime, time for the last track, Tony. Mm-hmm. And I'm not letting you down. You know how we started off with a werewolf track?
Yep.
We're finishing with one as well. This is a band called The Grave Men, also available on Dirty Water Records, their new album's out right now. Make sure you check them out. What I want to know is, what is The Grave Men's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TheGraveMen.
How are you spelling the?
T-H-E-E.
Oh, bollocks. Yes, Tony 4. Paulie B, the Internet 4. It's an honourable draw on this Halloween special. She was a werewolf.
With a little looking hair, I went on over to her, asked her
That was the Grave Men, Tony. And now I have some brilliant news for you.
Okay.
This is really, really brilliant as well. Now, you know how we like a free song?
A free song?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How would you like 40-odd?
I'd love them.
How would you like a free album from Unrepentant Records called Ear Infection Volume 1? This is my Halloween gift to you, my friend. Unrepentantrecords.com, go on the website. If you click on the graphic where it says Ear Infection Volume 1, it takes you to a WordPress page where you can download this entire album that features music from a couple of bands we've played on the show, actually. But it features music from, here we go, Rodents of Unusual Size, Into the Morning Sky, Stereo Days, Death Punch, Golden 97, Mouth, Why Not Me, Vision Days, Baldwin, Disasters, Grandpa's, Porno Collection, Mark's Friend, Dawn Patrol, Misspelt, Mustard Men, Saints of Sorrow, 20 Days In, God Given, Ass, Distortion UK, Husband and Knife, Throb Zombie 2019, Benoit, Scrap Monsters, Combat 77, Girl Fixer, for fuck's sake, Kill, Kill, Pipes and Pints, Why Not Me? Nice. And it's all free. That is brilliant piece of information, number one. I hope you wrote down the website. I will repeat it right now for you. The website is unrepentantrecords.com. Well done. And well done to the people at Podunk who've pointed me in the direction of that. Second thing is, there's some Halloween-y stuff we've left out this week. That's because this is only part one of our Halloween special this year. We're doing it in two parts. The next part will be out next week. The show will be posted on November 1st and features music from the likes of Dragster, Alien Sex Fiend, The Monsters, Torment, just loads of brilliant stuff. It's going to be fantastic. And we've also got exciting news about the Dark Shadows as well. I am hoping to see some of you, if not at one of my gigs, certainly on Halloween itself, at the Bloomsbury Lanes to see Zombina and the Skeletons. Tony, are you doing anything for Halloween?
Don't think so, no.
Excellent. Thank you, input this week. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poog! A poog! Ooh!
Your guns!